Hello, this is Paige Estrotori with your weekly insurance news wrap sponsored by Financial Services Online, your one-stop shop for all your personal and business insurance needs. We begin this week with a major decision from the federal court. On Monday, the court dismissed class actions against four insurers for COVID-19 business interruption claims. In a move that consolidates lawsuits, policyholders are now required to file individual claims. Insurers, including industry heavyweights QBE and Hollard, are no doubt exhaling a collective sigh of relief. However, this decision speaks only to procedure, not claim validity. As we move closer to the six-year statute of limitations, the clock is indeed ticking for policyholders. For a more comprehensive understanding of your rights, we suggest prompt action and advice from accredited professionals. From courtrooms to crash sites, we've gleaned some fascinating insights from AAMI's recently published Decade of Driving report. It seems our male drivers are being a little too adventurous, responsible for 54% of road accidents. For our older demographic, those over 65 years old, feature relatively high too, with a 26% contribution. If you're navigating Melbourne's notorious Plenty Road in Bundoora, take extra care. It's been flagged as Australia's most collision-prone area. The report underlines the urgency of ongoing education on safe driving habits. Despite all the modern technology in our vehicles, driving behavior, it seems, has changed little. Moving into the realm of reinsurance now, Tower is leveling up its catastrophe coverage. Looking to fortify its resilience against large-scale disasters, the company is raising its threshold for cover from $750 million to a hefty $800 million New Zealand dollars. It's a power move that secures multi-year agreements with global reinsurance partners, offering not just expansiveness, but stability for Tower's upcoming financial year. The hard numbers will be disclosed when Tower reports its annual financial results in November. In final news for this week, coverage of a different kind is on the horizon. U.S.-based Build America Mutual has extended its formidable coverage footprint, targeting the infrastructure projects of Australia and New Zealand from its new base in Melbourne. A keen player in essentials like electricity systems and transportation networks, this move meets a pressing need. Our region anticipates nearly $300 billion for infrastructure over the next 5 years, a phenomenal investment, best overseen by seasoned guarantors like BAM. It's an alignment that promises both economic growth and sustainable development in the region. That wraps up our weekly insurance news. Stay informed, stay proactive, and drive safe, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori with Financial Services Online, signing off. For more news and information on how we can help you, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au.